Happy day 21 of the fast. Somebody bring me some food. I hope you've enjoyed this journey over the last 3 weeks, and this has been a fulfilling time in your life. And while this is the end of the fast, I want to encourage you to think about this as the beginning of a new routine where you meet with the Lord and spend time in His Word and prayer each day. Now, in just a moment, we're going to dive into the last couple verses of Psalm 119. But before we do that, I want to just give you a quick reminder. If you engage in a full fast, meaning you gave up food for this fast and drank only water and juice, it might be tempting to think it's time to head down to the steakhouse and order the 48-ounce cowboy porterhouse. Let me just give you a word of caution here. Don't do that. If you shut down your stomach, you need to introduce food slowly. Start with a little bit of soup and work your way back to your normal diet. So today we finish up this incredible psalm, and it's been my prayer that this psalm has strengthened your conviction about the importance and the power of God's Word. And as we close out this psalm today, I think you'll find as we're reading it that it kind of ends in a way that we might not expect. Let's read the last 8 verses. It says, "May my cry come before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law gives me delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands." Now, we might have thought this psalm would close on a celebratory note, a victorious note, but instead it ends with the psalmist saying that like a sheep, he has strayed. Now, he's certainly not saying he's somehow lost, you know, his salvation, but I think he feels disconnected and cut off from God. Was it because of unconfessed sin he feels distant? Maybe, but we're not entirely sure why. What we do know is that he feels distant in his relationship with the Lord. He asked the great shepherd to seek him out and to help him find his way back. But I want you to look at what he did even in the midst of feeling lost. Look at verses 171 through 172. He said, "May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous." So the psalmist shows us that even when he feels distant, even when he doesn't feel it in his relationship with the Lord, even when life is more valley than mountain, he's still going to praise. I would say it this way, that the lowest valleys require the highest praise. Even when I don't feel like it, I most need to praise the Lord. Now, as we close this fast, maybe there are still a few things you were hoping to see in answer to prayer, but haven't seen yet. I want to encourage you to keep overflowing with praise. In the days ahead, there might be some low moments, but make a decision now that I'm going to let my lips overflow with praise. In fact, I would encourage you to today write out all the things from this fast that you need to praise God for and praise Him for them. And then pattern a prayer after this psalm, asking the Lord to give you a heart and a mouth that are always overflowing with praise. Northwoods, I hope you have enjoyed this journey over the past 21 days. And again, it's been my prayer that these last 21 days have deepened your relationship with the Lord. So let me just pray for you as we close. So Lord, I thank you for this last 21 days. And I thank you for everyone who has joined in this 21-day journey together, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that like the psalmist said, that as we live according to your word, that we would be blessed. I pray that this would be a blessed year for everyone who engaged and everyone in our congregation, Lord, that we would be blessed as we seek to live in the way you intended us to live. And so, Lord, I just pray blessing over your people. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Northwoods, thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.